This audiobook is brought to you by Life Squared. For more information, visit www.lifesquared.org.uk. Letter from the Future. What wisdom would our future old selves pass down to us now if they could, so that we can make the most of our lives now? This leaflet shows how to write yourself a letter from the future, to teach yourself what really matters in life. Introduction. Many people report that their perspective on life changes as they come towards the end of it, as they gain a more focused and lucid sense of what really mattered. Perhaps it would therefore be useful to imagine what wisdom our future old selves might pass down to us now if they could, so that we can make the most of our lives now. It could really help us to appreciate each moment of our lives, realise what actually matters to us, and be thankful for the opportunity we've had to live. So imagine yourself in many years' time when you are getting physically weaker and your time is coming to an end. How would you feel? What would be the thoughts and advice you'd pass on to your younger self? Write yourself a brief letter from the future with some advice and wisdom. This letter that follows is an example of such a letter. Perhaps it will inspire you to write your own. If you feel willing to share yours, we'd love to see it. Email us at info@lifesquared.org.uk. Here's the letter. Hello. It's a strange feeling to finally realise that there really is an end to life, and that you're getting towards it. And losing your physical vitality and health is frustrating when your brain is still working. So make sure you nurture and make the most of your physical health. Celebrate your vitality and energy. Recognise what it feels like to feel well and healthy. Cherish your relationships and interactions with people, and squeeze every last drop out of them, even if it can be exhausting sometimes. Stay true to yourself and your principles. Have the courage and tenacity to tackle any feelings of self-doubt, criticism, and inadequacy, as these can poison some of the best years of your life. It's not wrong to be self-assured and happy with yourself. Don't worry what other people think, really. It would be such a shame if you let this stop you from doing things. But the big thing to remember is, life is short, really short. And when you get to the end, many of the things that worried you just don't matter. But the biggest rewards and sense of fulfillment came from times when you pushed yourself outside your comfort zone and saw what life had to offer. So, live without boundaries. Make it a principle of yours to go a step further than you're comfortable with and see the excitement and fulfillment it brings you, as well as the satisfaction at the end of your life that you grabbed life rather than sat by and let it happen. Be bold. Enjoy it. Copyright Life Squared 2014.